the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 26, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. It's hard to believe. July is almost over. And I'm going to be doing something just a little bit different, at least to start this hour. Next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. And anything that I missed out of this list, or maybe that you'd like to comment on, I did this list by memory. Then you can sure call in and add. And first, let me say the website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com, and you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And, you know, this week I was able to catch a little bit more than usual, the National Intel Report, John Stadtmiller. And I tell you, sometimes, you know, you need a little inspiration. And I would like to thank him. He gave it to me. I really enjoyed what I was able to listen to this week. And, you know, there was a couple of callers that that I thought made some very unkind comments to John Stadtmiller. And I would just like to go on the record and say that, one, I would have never known what is involved in running just a radio station. Just a radio station now, mind you. Not a network. Just a radio station. The automation, how important the internet feed is, the putting in the programming. This is not live programming here so much. I can only imagine what it's like to run a network where you've got satellite feeds, you've got continuous live broadcast, you've got board ops all day, every day, you're taking phone calls, you're archiving. Not only that, John Stadtmiller owns the network and does a 2 hour a day, Monday through Friday show. I don't know anyone else that owns a network that does that. And I guess we could argue that he's the hardest working man in the Patriot movement. We could argue that. So I would just like to say that people that enjoy these kind of broadcasts should support Republic Broadcasting and support the work of John Stadtmiller. And maybe think about all of that that I just said before you take any shots at him. And unless you're doing more in the Patriot movement, unless you're accomplishing more in the Patriot movement, which I am not doing, then maybe you shouldn't criticize those that are. I just wanted to get that said today. And also I wanted to say it really, some of the things made me reflect. And maybe with what's happened in my life in the last couple of months, which I don't spend a lot of time talking about me on this broadcast, But I have learned to do with less. And I have enjoyed it. I have, it has been an eye-opener for me. I have learned I can do with a lot less. Maybe I took a lot for granted one time. And you can enjoy it. Hey, I'm operating on, I don't know, maybe I have a dozen sets of clothes here. And it's temporary, but it's really been an eye-opener. And I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe could learn from this experience. And trust me, with what's coming around the corner, you're going to learn to do without less anyway, so you may need to go ahead and prepare. But with that said, you know, I started thinking about what all has transpired since I started doing a broadcast, restarted the broadcast March 1st of 2008. All the things that's been covered in the news. I did this list by memory. I used to keep all of my paperwork. You know, I print this off and do it by paper. Read a lot of these things on air. But I quit saving them. It was, the pile had gotten about 4 foot tall. It must have weighed 200 pounds. I tossed it when I was moving from one station to another at one time. But anyway, and I quit saving it. But to look back on now, and we're going to talk at the end of this about how splintered the Patriot movement, unfortunately, is, and wins and losses and accomplishments. But just a look back at what has transpired in the last 6 years. Now, when I started the broadcast, I started talking about the coming economic collapse, and everyone laughed and scoffed, and we've talked about that on this broadcast. But then remember, that happened. It happened. And do you remember then when they were on TV and they were talking about some of our Congress members, there was the threat of martial law if we didn't pass the bailouts? Remember that? Now let's keep that in mind. There was the threat of martial law if we don't pass this big banker bailout. Of course, the American people overwhelmingly opposed it, but that matters not in this country because we don't have a representative form of government. Well, it's representative of the corporations and the Zionists, but it's not representative of we the people. Do you remember the H1N1 swine flu hoax? The World Health Organization claiming there was a worldwide pandemic. I went down to Iredell Memorial Hospital to see how many people. And at the time, Brian and myself were doing that, no one had it. Worldwide pandemic. Wasn't that interesting? Everyone had to get vaccinated. I wasn't on RBN at that time, but my mother refused to be vaccinated. She was working with a local health care provider and staying with an elderly person. The elderly person said they preferred her not to get a shot, too. They fired her. Conditioned to accept the vaccinations. Remember the Gulf oil spill? Remember how all the oil was pouring out, and we were showing where the local people were filming it, and it was washing up, and it was killing all the sea life, and the government was saying it was okay, and then the microbes magically ate it. Remember that? Then the government bought the seafood, and I think, if I remember correctly, the story was they were going to feed it to our military. Remember Obama campaigning he was going to bring the troops home? Day one, take that to the bank. Remember that? That lie, that farce, that charade. How about the beginnings of Obamacare? Wow, I really remember that on this broadcast. And all the people calling in said, it'll never pass, never happen. Then it passed. And then they said, the Supreme Court will strike it down. And then it passed. Remember all of that? And here we are today in 2014. And I think there's still some, and I've got a story, we'll get to it. I know it took a hit this past week, but it's just part of the theater. I've been saying that on this broadcast. It's part of the theater. Get used to it. It's predictable. You know? And when we're talking about this list, let's keep in mind, how many of these did we have victories in? How many of them did we win at? Or how many of them did we lose at, if you want to look at it? How many of these things was worse for the American people, especially for the Patriot movement. I wish I had another name for it. Maybe when we take phone calls, if someone has a better name, or if there is something else that's used these days, I don't know. How about Fast and Furious? Remember that debacle? Fast and Furious. How about the scandals of the Obama administration? This being one of the bigger ones, I guess. Selling drug cartels weapons. The Fast and Furious scandal. And of course, did any heads roll on that one? Absolutely not. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Kills molds and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. I'm taking a walk down memory lane from the time of starting this broadcast. Just all the stories that we've covered. And now I look back at them. Where are they at now? What actually happened? How has the Patriot movement advanced? And maybe it'll give us just a little bit of an idea. Some kind of idea. Of where they're actually trying to take us. Because to me personally, you may call in next hour and say that was the boringest thing you've ever done. But to me personally, just to look back and kind of refresh my memory on what all had transpired in this amount of time, I was like, wow. Unbelievable. How about the Arizona immigration law? Remember that? They just wanted their police officers to be able to ask someone they were a legal citizen. And, of course, all the chaos that ensued, the Obama administration, federal judges striking it down. You absolutely can't do that. They will fight tooth and nail against any teeth toward fighting illegal immigration or securing the borders. However big the National Guard is in Texas, I don't know the number. That's how many Bilderberger Rick Perry should put on the border. How about the cities going bankrupt in this country? Remember all those stories? Look at what kind of shape Detroit's in. And we've talked about other states that were on the verge of bankruptcy and other cities that's on the verge of bankruptcy as the by-design economic collapse just slowly steamrolls forward. How about the General Motors bailout? Bailing out companies too big to fail. Remember that? Too big to fail. I'd like to warn everyone, if you go out and look, take a good hard look before you buy a Chevy Aveo. You might be like me and get to know your mechanic really well. Bailing out businesses like that because of their own mismanagement, forcing that down the throat of the American taxpayer. But we sucked it up. How about the trillions missing? How about the many times that they've just come out and said, you know, trillions is missing, billions is missing, millions is missing. We can't find that Iraqi reparation money. The Defense Department's lost billions again. They've even said trillions. And how about on the banker bailout where they didn't tell where the money went, who got it, or how much? But you were on the hook for it. I mean, does this not paint a picture of a government that is completely, 100% completely out of control? How about Barack Obama? He passed it where people infected with AIDS can come into the country. That's great for us all. How about the government hoarding all the ammunition? This story's been going on now for what? A year and a half? All these different agencies hoarding millions and millions of rounds of ammunition. Isn't that a sombering thought there? Doesn't that paint a picture of maybe what's coming in the future? Don't you think there's some reason for that? Do you think that's just happenstance? How about all the different ways the government's come at the Second Amendment in the last 6 years? Using these different shootings, Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Aurora, Colorado. Using all these different events to come at the Second Amendment. Every time anything happens, there needs to be tighter and more restrictive gun legislation. And, you know, we've seen some of the different states really take broad steps. And it's easy to predict you'll see more and more of this in the future, and it wasn't isolated to just America, was it? Was it Norway, I believe, we had one of the mass shootings up? How about all the drone killings? We've become numb to this, people. This has become so happenstance now, so routine to turn on your TV, and, oh, there's been a bunch of civilians killed with drones in Pakistan, or drones is killing people in Yemen, you know, civilian casualties, women and children, mistaken identities, or they're killing the same person for the third time. The American people have become conditioned to accept this murder as normal. What is wrong with us in this country? This has been one of my favorite. How about the all the Iraqi prison breakouts? Remember those? I've reported on them time and time again, all the Iraqi prison breakouts. You know, you got to lose them again to have an enemy to keep fighting if you've caught too many of them, I guess. That's the only thing. You know, they can't secure, our military can't secure the prisons in Iraq. Come on. This was one of my favorite. This one goes back a little further, maybe it doesn't go back further than the broadcast 2008. How about all the times that Osama bin Laden released videotapes? Remember that? I actually kept a record of that. It was pretty routine. Every 3 months, a videotape. Osama bin Laden, who was living in a cave in Afghanistan. Remember they kept showing the picture? He'd have the cane. He'd be walking up that hill, that rocky hill. But yet he had an audio-video studio. He had electricity. And in some of the videos, he would be standing behind a podium in a nice, whichever, you know, Osama bin Laden they used. If you looked at the pictures, you could tell they were different. No one questioned that. The prostituted lapdog media, of course, didn't ever question it. But they portrayed him as living in some desolate region. Remember they'd show from the satellite and they'd say they think he's over here in these mountains. And it'd just be like a barren wasteland. But he had an audio-video studio. He could upload to the internet. No one ever questioned that. That was one of my more favorite. How about skyrocketing food prices? We've been discussing that here for years now. The fact of the evaporation of the purchasing power of your dollar. How you're taking the triple whammy. No one says anything about it. Everything going up but your wages. We've been covering that now for 6 years. And it's really getting into full swing. If you heard the broadcast last week with eggs, and I went down a whole big list how much they've gone up. Skyrocketing healthcare prices. Remember how we've covered that during this broadcast. People's even called in talking about how much their healthcare changed and how much it and healthcare insurance. Healthcare going, what you spend when you go, and then of course healthcare insurance going up. People calling in talking about how much their healthcare insurance changed. And of course we know this whole healthcare debacle. It is all about them taking us where they ultimately want it to go. I mean, these people are masters of playing the American sheep people like a maestro plays the violin, and that is exactly what we're going to be seeing. They're going to do whatever they want to do on the southern border with illegal immigration. They're going to grant the amnesty, call in next hour and say they want. It'll be the same people that said health care would never pass. The American people don't have a voice to stop any of this, unfortunately. And at the end of this, we're going to talk about a little bit of why that is or what we can do about it. Food recalls and medicine recalls. You know, that's something new in my lifetime. Growing up, I don't remember maybe rarely having some kind of recall. Now, it's constantly. For any of those that are live locally, you remember we had a broadcast in the garden, and he covered this weekly. And I thought it was so informative and so helpful because I was unaware of, there's a vast majority of this that people don't know about, you know, that you don't find out about. All the food and medicine recalls. How about this? This started in 2008, the Tea Party protests. I think I had that. I actually had a Tea Party protest. I had, well, a couple maybe. They were pretty big turnouts. That was before it was hijacked by the Republican Party and Pone Hannity. We'll discuss this further on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com Strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. And doing something just a little bit different this hour. Going to be taking your phone calls next hour. But a little bit of a look back at all of some of the big stories that we've covered here. And so you can judge for yourself, you know, what picture this paints. Did the Patriot Movement make a difference in any of this? Is this all part of the agenda to take us where they want us to go? One of the ones that I had I had left out was brought to my attention. What about the birth certificate? Obama's birth certificate. Remember all that hype? Remember how many people believed they were going to be able to do something about that? Remember that? On this broadcast, I said they won't do anything about that. Smoke and mirrors. Won't accomplish nothing. Just hide and watch and see. And here we are. AIDS, something not talked about anymore. Skyrocketing AIDS going on in this country, Africa, and other places. Cloning, they don't talk about that anymore. You don't hear anything much about cloning. Remember that was a big deal, what was going on with cloning? Late-term abortion, that used to be a big deal. You see that in the news. You know, people protesting, fighting against that. The Tea Party movement is where I was at when we took the break. You know, it seemed like it had a lot of steam. They were going on all over the place. Where it messed up, my opinion, was it should have formed a third party. It might have actually had enough momentum, maybe. probably the best chance we've had recently. But instead, they were hijacked by the Republican Party and successfully brought to naught. And I hate that. You know, I wish it could have been a different story, but you'll never accomplish anything if you let people like Sean Hannity and these paid-for mouthpieces that try to keep everyone locked in the left-right paradigm be part of hijacking a movement. Remember Glenn Beck and the 9/12 movement? Remember that? How about the Occupy protest? Wow, that's something you don't hear anything about. Remember the momentum it had? It was going on worldwide. Of course, mainstream media demonized them as a bunch of pot-smoking hippies or whatever. But from my point of view, it looked like a lot of people that were just fed up with the system, the joblessness, the hypocrisy, and the corruption. Sure, there was probably some pot-smoking hippies in the bunch, but so what? When you have a movement that big, you know, there's going to be quite a variety. At this point, as bad a shape as things are in, as much control as these criminals have, can we really be that choosy about who we accept or who we have to align ourselves with? Skyrocketing debt. George W. Bush takes us from $5.7 to $10.6 trillion past bankrupt, doubles the national deficit through these unconstitutional wars that he lied us into. Remember the weapons of mass destruction lie? Remember that? The yellow cake uranium? We don't want the smoking gun to come in the form of a mushroom cloud. Remember all that? Spent trillions of dollars. Now look at the mess Iraq's in. All you people that called into this broadcast and said I was a fool for opposing the Iraq war back in 2008 and 2009, where are you now? Look at that mess. And does anyone wonder why they hate us around the world with the foreign policy that we've seen from the last two administrations? Now, Barack Obama, what's he doing? He's took us from 10.6 to, I don't know what the exact number is, 17 trillion and counting. And if he leaves office in 2016, or if our country still is in one piece or whatever, I guess he will have doubled what George W. Bush did. We'll be knocking on the door $20 trillion, past bankrupt. But they've got money to throw at war, plenty of money for illegal immigrants, no money for our veterans, foreign aid to pass out around the world, nation rebuilding, but they can't reconstruct the economy that they gutted intentionally. The VA scandal. That's one more recent. I'm not really taking this in any kind of order. The VA scandal. Making our veterans wait 9 months or till they pass away before they can even be seen. I mean, that's a national disgrace that I don't know what keeps the veterans from marching on Washington. I don't know what keeps you from marching on Washington. I don't see what keeps this population so docile to put up with what this criminality that spews from Washington, D.C., from the Republicrats and the Democrats. Benghazi. Didn't much happen there either. Big scandal. Hearings, lip service. Just another one of those. How about the GMO fight? How many times have we reported on that? There might be a couple of victories there. There might actually be a couple of victories there. Oh, we've lost it many, many a time. I mean, Monsanto up against the Goliath, got the government in the pocket, got the politicians in the pocket, got the judges in the pocket, destroying our farmers. Try to get it to a vote. Somehow we can't get the legislation passed. We don't have the right to know what we're eating in this country. Fighting the genetically modified food labeling over and over and over. We've had a few victories there, I'll give it that. Bilderberg meetings. Bilderberg 2008. Bilderberg 2012. We're fortunate enough to be able to cover that with this broadcast. Obamacare and the Supreme Court ruling. How about all the hype leading up to that? Everyone thinking that there was no way the Supreme Court would uphold that. I said they would. How about the election of 2012? Everyone being so convinced, at least in this area, that Obama would lose. The media had already telegraphed that to you, who was going to win. We predicted on this broadcast 6 months before the election, or selection, I should add, that Obama was the next president. Rob Me was the portrayed loser. Remember the debates where Obama acted like he didn't even care if he was there? He was looking at his watch and stuff. It was all telegraphed. It's right there to see. How about the hitting the debt ceiling over and over? How about that charade? How about that farce? Acting like they're going to do something about it, and the lip service and shutting down the government. That big theater that accomplishes nothing and it just continues to rise. Is anyone buying into that anymore? Is anyone actually paying attention to that and thinking that, you know, I know in this area people think the Republicans is going to somehow rein that in. Listen, the Republicans have control of the House and have since 2010. The debts went up $3 trillion. Please attempt to see through it. How about the EPA taking control of the water? Remember that story? I did that months ago. Didn't see that much anywhere. EPA, the government just widening its power over and over and over through these different agencies, the IRS, the EPA. We could go down a whole big litany. The government getting bigger, the government getting more powerful, your private property rights just being dismantled in this country. We've done those stories over and over and over. And it just continues. And we're going to see it with fracking. We're going to see it with the sonic sound wave testing for oil off of the East Coast. They're not going to turn on to true alternative sources of energy that they have until, I guess, they've depleted every possible piece of oil or natural gas and reaped as much profit as humanly possible out of that. That must be the goal. How about the National Defense Authorization Act? Indefinitely detaining Americans. How about that? You can be indefinitely detained. You have no rights now in America. Posse Comitatus is dead. They've legislated away. They've shredded the Constitution. It's laughable. I don't even know why they would even take an oath that they uphold the Constitution. They should just go ahead and bypass that now. I don't even take part in the charade. Nobody would care. What's the American people going to do? They're not going to do anything about that. They don't go by it anyway. I mean, isn't it open in your face tyranny now? Isn't the mask off? Can't we all just come to grips and accept the fact? Isn't all of this past from 2008 proof of where we're at? Clive Bundy. Maybe a victory there. Clive Bundy. We might have had a little victory there. And hats off to all the people that got involved and stood up. You know, if we'd come together and stand up, we should have stood up on April 19th or before April 19th, 1993, we should have stood up to some tyranny. We should have kicked them out then. That should have been the spark. If Randy Weaver didn't do it, that should have been the spark that set this country into throwing these criminals out. Dreamers. I like these words they come up with. You know, Patriot Act. Remember the Patriot Act? It's a patriot. You gotta vote for the Patriot Act. Be unpatriotic not to vote for a Patriot Act. You must support dreamers. Don't everyone like to dream? It's the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, running down a list, just a recap of what I can remember that's happened since the year 2008. And the big question is, the whole time I've been doing this broadcast, everyone has beat me over the head with, they're waking up by the thousands. They're waking up. Maybe they are. Maybe they are. They're not in North Carolina. I can testify to that. That's all I know. But let's say they are. Look at this list of how we've took it in the teeth this whole time. If we are waking up, what are we doing about it? It's time to decide, what are we going to do about this? And I don't have the answer. I do not have the answer. And next hour, we're going to take your phone calls. You can add to this list. You can change the subject. You can add some different comment. You can disagree. We can debate. But I'm going to have to move fast here. All right, how about attempts at starting a war with Syria? Remember that? That's been recent. Lying, trying to start a war with Syria, you know, anywhere to start a war, anywhere we can start the war to save the peace. kill, murder, maim. Foreign aid. How about that absurdity? Continuing foreign aid to Israel and other countries while we're hopelessly bankrupt. Attempts to demonize Iran any chance they get constantly. You know, they don't want to play ball with the IMF and the Federal Reserve and the dollar. We've got to demonize Iran at every chance. Attempts to lie about the Ukraine. Remember that? Remember the farce about Georgia several years ago? Remember that? That situation? Drones in Yemen and Pakistan, in sovereign countries that ask us to quit coming over there and killing their people, but we continue to do it. Breitbart's death. Remember that? There's quite a few unexplained deaths. Michael Hastings. Remember that? Mike McConnell. How about Bruce Ivins? That's one of my favorites. How about Bruce Ivins' death, where they pinned the anthrax murders on him? Remember when I was covering the fact they were trying to say that he left the facility there in Maryland, Fort Detrick, Maryland, with anthrax dripping off his leg? Remember that absurdity? And they pinned the anthrax murders on Bruce Ivins. Deborah Palfrey, remember that? The DC madam mysteriously hung herself. And I'm sure there's others, Breitbart being one that come to mind, mysterious deaths that's happened. Assassinating Americans abroad, new concept. They're more than willing to do. Morgellons disease, isn't that a weird disease that's come about here in recent years? And there's quite a few others, but we won't go down through that. How about the border agents now becoming babysitters? We did that one just a few weeks ago. Unbelievable. IRS targeting Christians and conservatives. Remember that? As any heads rolled, the disappearing data on the computers, Lois Lerner lying, lip service, hearings, money spent, same old theatrics, same old, same old. NSA surveillance. Now it's out in the open with the Snowden revelations. Not only are they, which, you know, broadcasts like this, RBN exposing this for years, listening, watching, monitoring Americans and the Chancellor of Germany and embassies and all around the world. We wonder, does anyone wonder why we're hated? Julian Assange, you know, they don't say a whole lot about that anymore. He's held up in the Ecuadorian embassy. For what? Reporting the truth. Now, if you're a truth teller, you're so demonized. That whole charade about him supposedly raping some women or whatever, you can see through that one. How about that story? The Secret Service scandals, remember those? Secret Service can't go anywhere in the world now without hiring prostitutes, having big liquor parties, orgies, or whatever. Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning released some of the truth. Remember he exposed the fact of how the journalists were shot and killed in Iraq? Well, he had to take the railroad, didn't he? He's took it. In prison today for telling the truth. Gay marriage. Those fights all over the country, different states. Remember this one? The birds falling out of the sky all over the world. We've had it on the website, the photos, you've seen them. Look like a rock driveway that goes on forever, but it's actually a river full of dead fish. There's not only birds falling from the sky, dead fish. If you go to the website right now, thealternativemedia.com, China's got a red river as we speak right now. Looks like blood. We've covered those stories before. Dead fish, dead birds. What strange occurrences happening in this world? The colony collapse disorder. The bees. The bees are disappearing. How about the End the Fed march? End the Fed rallies. End the Fed protests. Took part in some of those. Ron Paul even had to vote for the bill he sponsored, tried to get passed for years. They're not going to end the Fed. It needs to be ended. But we tried. Marches against Monsanto. Marches against Monsanto, we've had those. They were worldwide. Monsanto continuing to get bigger and stronger. I think, because I try to, if I have to buy grass killer, I try to buy anything but Monsanto. They must have bought up the other companies and, like, put water in those bottles or something. I can't seem to get anything that works anymore. Or maybe the grass is rebelling for having this stuff sprayed on it. Maybe it should. So that was my list. And when we go to the phones next hour, you can, I'm not saying it's anything like complete. I'm sure I've missed, there's probably triple what I talked about. But my reflection on this was, because, like I said earlier, John Stadtmiller had some really good broadcasts this past week, and one of his broadcasts really kind of showed the splintering in what we call the Patriot movement. And maybe the splintering is one of the reasons that this list over here, the majority of it, we've took in the teeth. We've got to come together. How do we do it? Why can't we do it? What is the problem? Because I'm here to tell you, if we fall as far in the next 4 years, 6 years, as we fell in the last 6 years, look at all those different stories. How many of them could we even hang our hat on that we affected, we had any effect on, we've changed? These people are running roughshod over the American people. And let me tell you something. If you're not concerned for yourself, what about your children? What about your grandchildren? Are we going to hand them just a borderless third world cesspool? Are we going to sit back and just hand off to our children and grandchildren a third world cesspool here in America because of these criminals in Washington, D.C. won't have it any other way? I mean, it really blows your mind when you look back at these news stories. And I'm sure there's quite a few that wasn't covered. And you know, there's one thing we've all got in common. There's so many people out there that are fed up. There's so many people that's had enough. There's so many people that's come to grips with something's wrong. I know a lot of you are those people. The Republic Broadcasting listenership. There's a lot of people that listen to this broadcast on Republic Broadcasting knows much more about these subjects than I do. I don't claim to know it all, and I don't claim to be right all the time. But I try to do this broadcast to help wake people up. I'm not trying to teach the 12th grade in this. I'm trying to teach the first or second grade. To try to help wake people up, to get them involved, inspire them to be activists, and help to affect a change. The other thing I can tell you, friend, is prepare. Prepare your family. Tell your neighbors. Prepare, because these megalomaniacs that run this country, that operate this puppet government, are going to continue to make things worse. There's nothing seeming to stop them. And it's not just in this country, it's worldwide. Look at the chaos that's happening in this world right now. You can look all across the world and just see the chaos unfolding. I think people sense in their gut that things are getting worse. And any way you try to frame it, however you try to come up with, how can this thing be turned around? How do you do that? What is the scenario, a plausible scenario that could actually happen that somehow turns this around? Next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. You can talk about this, other subjects. I'm sure I've got a whole stack of news here. I know there's a lot of news that's not been covered. If there's not a lot of phone calls, I'll get into that. If not, we'll take your phone calls. And I want to ask everyone, keep it kind of short. Let people speak. So I've got, you know, sometimes people want to run on too long, and then people at the end don't get to call in. Keep it short and keep it clean and keep it nice if you can. But if you disagree with me, we can debate that. 1-800-313-9443. Taking your phone calls on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Man.